Patrick, you're having a wonderful year. You're based in Johnnymurtha. Could you have envisaged that you were going to have a year like this at the early part of the season?
Definitely not. I just thought at the start of the year, I take day by day, but once you started riding a few winners, you know, you just keep dreaming of bigger things. And thankfully, this year has been very good to me, and I'll just try to keep my head down now and keep working away, and hopefully the winners come.
And I just spoke to you off camera. There's quite a contingent of jockeys from Donegal in the weigh room, and Oceanora is based in the UK, but it's not an area that we would be that familiar with as far as racing is concerned. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, no, Donegal, and it's more of a footballing county, more so than horse racing, but the likes of Dylan and Luke and Oisin, they all came from it, so I kind of grew up idling them, and if I can follow in their footsteps, it'll be okay.
And when you started off in the racing game, how did you get involved in the first place?
I started older. I was 13 when I first rode a horse. My uncle, he used to be a point-to-point jockey, and during COVID I went up and I sat on a cob, and ever since then I've just been progressing, and I moved up to Kildare when I was 15, and thankfully my mum and dad weren't too mad about it, and Johnny's been very good to me since.
And Johnny is a terrific yard to be in. He's a former champion apprentice himself. He knows what it takes, and he's a great work ethic. Has he put that into you, or would you have it anyway?
Yeah, not only has he impacted my life, but my whole career and journey. Every day you learn something from him, and he's there to tell you and help you and support. And he's been giving me loads of opportunities, so it's great.
And how would you go about that, and how does he do that?
Like, just even in riding out in the mornings, that's where it all starts. And if riding work with the likes of Ben is always a big help, and Johnny would always be guiding you and telling you what to do and where to be, so it's brilliant.
And talk to me about being in the yard and the environment, because you always get the impression that he's very much a very positive character within racing, and he sees the positives in everything.
Yeah, the yard is full of great spirits, you know, everyone in it. There's always a story to be told, each lot or something. There's always a bit of crack going on, and Johnny himself, he gets stuck in as well. So it's brilliant year to be involved in. And I think this year we're having our best year so far. So it's always a bonus when the horses are in form.
And who would you go to for advice?
Either Johnny himself or Ben. He'd be a great help to me, as we're riding out together every day. And Luke and Oisin, they're from my hometown, so I like to keep it local.
And biggest success this year so far?
I'd say probably when the Apprentice Derby hit the car, it was special. It's only on once a year, so it was good to win it.
And talk me through the race.
Yeah, so the horse I rode that day, Puller Hofer, another Donegal man, Paul Sweeney, he was up in trip for his first time, so he said we'd take our time, and I ended up being 3/4 of the way back, which suited, and I got to the rail, and he travelled around very well. And I bid in my time up the straight, I took my medicine, and when the gap opened, the horse was there for me.
And the folks at home, would they watch most of the races or as many of the races as they can?
Yeah, my parents, they come up a lot racing. So when it's the Curragh, like this weekend, they come up yesterday, and they stayed last night. So they do that a lot. And Dundalk, in their place like home, you'd always see them about there. So it's good that they support me.
Now we're into October. There's around about 24, 25 meetings left. I presume your head is very much down in terms of giving the apprentice title a real go this year.
Yeah, I didn't really think of it too much early on, but when you start getting 10 and 12 winners this season, I had a bit of a look at it, but I don't want to think about it too much, you know, otherwise I'll be too focused on it. So I just try to keep my head down and not worry about it too much. If it happens, it happens. It'd be brilliant if it does.
You've had a tremendous year, but the highlight obviously is the Curragh. I suppose from your own point of view, where do you see yourself maybe in 4 or 5 years time?
Hopefully I'll still be in Ireland. You know, some of the options are limited due to the amount of jockeys and the horses. The racing in Ireland, there's sort of a lot less smaller trainers. Anyone who owns a horse likes to go to the bigger yard, so it's limited for jockeys, but hopefully I'll still be here chipping away somewhere.
And away from racing, what are your interests?
Racing, that's all kind of I watch. I used to be a big football lover, but I sort of fell out of interest, so I'm just racing mad.
And I suppose the racing, there's so many meetings on it. I suppose there's little time for anything else.
Yeah, that's it. Either if you're not riding out in the mornings, you're in the gym or you're doing something. So it keeps your mind busy.
And last question, what's the best part about being a jockey in Ireland?
The thrill of winning. You'll never get sick of it. It just feels unbelievable.